Hello and welcome to the Ohio Arts Council's Rife Gallery. Today, we're going to have a spotlight on the exhibition In Touch, curated by Cleveland curator Megan Young.
Hi, I'm Megan Young. I'm guest curator for the exhibition In Touch. And this project started in 2022 when we were thinking about post-pandemic and closures starting to come off and people starting to enter spaces and thinking about how strange it was to be around people again, to find some sense of normalcy, going to work, going to school, being around friends. Do we hug? Do we handshake? And, you know, I just noticed how strange it was to be humans in the world and started to look around at the work the artists were making that were looking at the very same thing. And so this exhibition came out of that. We have 13 artists from throughout the state whose practices are really looking at embodied knowledge, experience, how they move through the world, and giving us some help in navigating what is a little bit precarious or new, those social interactions and those negotiations between each other, especially now against this backdrop of a shifting geopolitical landscape.
So something that I really appreciated about how you were putting together the exhibition is that you pulled from such a wide variety of material approaches. So can you talk a little bit about how you kind of framed your mind around the diversity of material, of artists? Like, talk a little bit about how you made those choices.
Absolutely. So the artists are working from all kinds of disciplines, like you said, and actually, I wasn't looking at the formal qualities or even the material qualities of the work. Most of the conversations started with how are they navigating this question, their bodies in the world, and then looking at how they put that into their pieces. So I thought, even when we were proposing this work, that there was going to be all of this soft sculpture and things to touch or play on. There is that. We have a few of those. But artists aren't only working in this soft, squishy space. Some of them have created, you know, these resin sculptures that are more like protective physical objects. They have brought this embodied experience into printmaking. How does it look to put your physical experiences, your health experiences into a large textile? So I was really excited to see how they were using this question of touch and personality and bringing it into their different pieces. So we have two pieces here by Hala Abubakar. Hala is a graduate of the sculpture school in Jordan, was actually one of the first women to go through that program, and then came to the United States and completed an MFA at Ohio University. She continues there now. She's pursuing her PhD, combining art historical research and practice-based experiences. These pieces really share that sensibility about knowledge of history and knowledge of self and the world. And they're offering into this gallery space the presence, really, of Hala's body into the gallery. The pieces are resin and fabric, and they're here on custom wood plinths. They have guitar wire embedded so that you can actually play these pieces as well. As we're looking at them, they're intended to be centralized in the middle of the gallery so that we start to understand the artist's interest in centering these perspectives that are not always amplified. We're intended to move around them. We're actually invited to play them. And the artist is looking at how is this ritualized encounter that she's created, that she has determined, how does this happen with the world that she can't control? You start to see the folds of the traditional fabric, you see the shadows, you start to wonder about the body as a space that's not present, but that is deeply felt. Hala talks a lot about how she's interested in sharing some of her experiences and finding some common ground, some shared cultural experience, but also in revealing that ingrained biases are at play within how she moves through the world. I think that her experience is really informing this notion of protection, creating this shell, but also sharing it. And so it's a back and forth of inviting us into that perspective, making it known that it's being crafted by the society, by that interaction in the world, and then also offering some opportunity to experience what that might be like. Here we have many works by Kate Budd. Kate is a professor of art working at the University of Akron and has a wide exhibition history throughout Ohio and internationally. We're really excited to have her work in the gallery. She is a four-time Ohio Arts Council Grant Individual Excellence recipient. We have a collection of small sculptures. These pieces are all made using a lost cast lost wax method, and they're bronzes, although some on this side have been left to patina, and this side is gold plated. And so there's a little bit of a different texture going on between the collections. These pieces were inspired by Kate's childhood. She grew up in Scotland and vividly remembers traveling through the museums, looking at objects that had ambiguous names and maybe ambiguous purposes or points of origin. And she started creating stories for herself then and into her practice now about how we create objects to explain our world, to explain our relationship to it, and our relationship to each other. And so here, all of these tiny pieces, they have these wonderfully playful names that reference either maybe biology books or children's reading stories. In the corner on the far end here, we have what is called a sucker placed gently toward and into a double studded cup. And all of them have fun names like that. And we start to wonder if they came out of nature or if they're explaining nature. In talking about the artist, she described how she really loves this thought that maybe they're from a society we don't know about yet, that was based differently, that interacted differently, and that had a relational system that would have explained very early on how different people would interact with each other, how different systems in nature might be symbiotic or get along together. Another two of the pieces we have over here, the double-lobed ladle, and then this one is a thimbled chalice. They remind me also of my youth and growing up, learning how to sew, not wanting to prick your finger. They might have been used for that purpose, or they might have been used to forage through exterior items. And then here, the ladle, you could imagine it would hold some sort of liquid. What might that have been for? Would it have been used in ritual practice? Would it have been used to scoop something out of a flower? We don't know. These metalworked objects are intentionally small. If you can tell here next to me, they would all fit easily. One would fit within the palm of my hand. And so that scale really zooms the eye into the detail. It starts to pull a viewer from the gallery. It even commands the space to have you pay particular attention to the small details of the texture, of how they're starting to interact with one another. We were really excited about that physical pull in the gallery, which is hard to get, actually, with a hard, cold object. But it screams out, it makes you want to pick it up, and it makes you imagine that you would have to hold it in your hand to learn its story and to figure out all of those sort of small underlying stories about what it's for. I was attracted to these works not only because of their quality and their craftsmanship, they are amazingly fine art objects, but also by that playfulness and that storytelling that they offer us and that sense of imagination that they allow the viewer to figure out what that means for them. So behind me, I have the work of Sarah Paul. Sarah is a transdisciplinary artist from Cleveland, Ohio. She is also an awardee of the Ohio Arts Council Individual Artist Grant. I know her work through mine at Spaces, and she's worked extensively with other organizations. I saw this piece at the Cannes Triennial in Northeast Ohio and was enamored by it. It was one of the foundational works that inspired this show. Very excited by Sarah's practice and how she explores our sensorial experiences, both through media and through sculpture. You can tell immediately the sophistication with which she's approaching the gallery space and putting these seemingly minimal elements to work. The fabric piece that extends into the gallery, it's wool, and it has these insets of small transparent pieces that you can start to see the projection enter through. It's intended that you'll enter into the piece. There's an alcove where you can sit on a bench, let the projection wash over you, not to understand what it is or what it's doing, but as a shift in time, a shift in space, and also a shift in personal perception. As a video work, this piece is really forgiving. Any viewer can come and see it even for a short or a longer duration and get the sense of it that the artist is hoping. They don't have to feel like they fully understand the piece as they're looking at this video art with a constructed history of experimentation. They can enjoy it for the color, for the motion, for the movement, and the excitement that gives them, and not have to feel like they fully understand every moment of the image. Sarah developed this work when she was trying to figure out ways to deal with the overwhelming sensorial emotions and experiences that were occurring throughout her own life, and then over the course of the pandemic and after. And I kind of come to experience the work almost as a sense of positive disassociation. How can we step away from the present, find a space within a space, and then reorientate? Start to feel the world in new ways, start to feel colors, start to hear sounds in our bodies, and start to think about ways that we might be interacting with the world in a fresh perspective.
A big thank you to our curator, Megan Young from Cleveland, for putting together this excellent exhibition of 13 artists from across the state. The title of this exhibition is In Touch, so be sure that you come in and have a look. A big thank you to the governor, the legislature, and the Ohio Arts Council's board, who support the Ohio Arts Council, this great space, and of course, Ohio artists.